Blog Talk Radio.
Some of you who may be listening to me were not born when my father told me to feed his sheep. And I was scared. I was so afraid to see you all. And I didn't know how I would do it. I thought I would have to open up a church. But I found out once I went on television, Mother Warren told me years ago, try these fellas at the TV station. And I did. She said, go over there and talk to those boys. And those boys were grown men. And I went over there and I told them, Father had told me to feed his sheep. And if I could get a spot on their television station, I am so glad that those men listened to me. And I was just saying, like, he told me to feed his sheep. And I think what he once done to read the Bible to you all. And so I think that's the truth. And while I'm reading the Bible, I picked telephone my sister-in-law, who was sent me an email about YouTube about 3 years ago, and I have been listening to YouTube most of the time. I don't watch as much television as I used to. I listen to YouTube, and there are two people that I want you sheep to check out. One, the first one is, I want you to check out Israel United in Christ. They are telling the truth. They are smart young men telling the truth. Daniel is telling the truth. He's telling the truth. I think he's telling the truth. And then I listened at a guy named Big Judah out of California. I think he is telling the truth. I listen to his program every chance I get, as well as UNIC, United Israel, United in Christ, UNIC. I listen to them as often as I can, simply because they are telling the truth about the Bible. You learn so much from them. Excuse me. Here I go belching again. And I have not eaten anything since 12 o'clock. I should not be belching. But if I belch, I belch. I want you sheep to know that the Sabbath observance starts on a Friday evening. And it ends around this time on Saturday evening. I ask that you sheep have your three P's ready and handy. I'm from the old school. The three P's are your pen, pencil, so that you may be able to jot down any scriptures that I may state, as well as you younger people, and some of you older people are technological smart. You know how to operate notebooks and notepads and those computer things. You know how to take your notes on those. Now, I want you sheep to know that these are two things I want you to know. Then I will start reading from the Bible. I want you to know Hosea. These are Old Testament. Look in the Old Testament book. and find Hosea. It's spelled Hosea, chapter 4, verse 6. It says, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge because they have rejected knowledge. I will reject them. I will reject thee. Thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children. So you don't want your our Father in heaven to do those. And he will. Just like, for some reason, I am thinking my Father in heaven is back, is here already. There's a young woman on YouTube showing videos where these flying saucers are coming to the United States and everywhere else. I don't watch her anymore because she was scantily dressed. And I think it's in Deuteronomy chapter 22, someplace, it tells a woman, tells her to, she's supposed to dress scantily, you know, she's to dress with a skirt on. But when I'm working in my garden or my backyard, I put on jeans and I work in my jeans and I button myself up because I don't want to get bitten by any bugs. And there are usually bugs out in my backyard or my garden. Also, sheep, I want you to read 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, where it says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That's what I want you to do. And that's why I read from the Bible. When I had a dream where the Lord told me to feed his sheep. And I didn't know how to feed the sheep. How to what? How? I'm ready for the world. This world is not. We are living in a place that's not for, meant for us black people. Then again, it can be, because in Deuteronomy, I read in a place like in the South somewhere, in Georgia, I forget now what it was saying to me, but in Georgia, there is, and I'm talking about Georgia, the United States, you sheep can look it up for yourself. There is a big stone that most people don't know about. Then the white man put up his stone, but he left the Israelites out. He wants to change the Bible. He cannot do that. He can try to do that, but I want you to know that you are all Israelites, because if you read the Bible, you will find that out. Yes, you will. Let me start talking to you all. I know that you will find it out yourself. It is in the Bible. I'm trying to find my notes where I had written my notes so that I could tell you all, but I can't find my notes. I have plenty of them. I want you to, Nehemiah, this is in the Old Testament, and I want you also to read the chapter Nehemiah, chapter 10, and I think it's around verse 30. It might be Nehemiah chapter 23. It might be Nehemiah chapter 13 through verses 23 through 31, where it tells you you are to stick with your own kind. And many of you do not. And once you do not, then you want maybe find out you're having children by these people, women of the other race. And you have the holy seed in you. Your pastors, if they did not tell you, I am going to tell you to read Ezra chapter 9. Verse 2, where it will tell you that you have the holy seed. You are not to have children with those people. You're not supposed to be with those people because you were, they would turn your heart from God, and you don't want that. You may act like you want that, but you don't want God to your heart to be turned from God. And then you read too in the book of Revelation, where it's Revelation 2:2, verse 9, it was to say that he knows their work, but they are not the children of God. They are the children of Satan. Also read Revelation 3:9. You are smarter than I. Most of you are. You really are. And you're quicker than I at speaking the truth. Yeah, and I want to say something. I think his name was Deshaun Jackson, that plays with the somebody. He plays football. He told the truth, and now he has to take his words back because he told those people, yeah, they are killing up the children of God. They really are. We black folks are. He told the truth. Deshaun Jackson, you told the truth. I know you want your money from whatever game you're playing. And this guy, a black person, was talking about he needed more of an explanation. He doesn't. You don't owe him an explanation. He is not, he's a Gentile. He is not a children of God. We are. And we have been lied to by those people for years. It's time that you and other folks read your Bible. And then, that's all I'm going to say. I want you, for that, I want you to turn to the book of 1 Kings, and I will start reading in chapter 12. I pray that our Father will allow me to read it all. Yeah, I will mispronunciate some of the words, many of the words, but I will try not to mispronounce any of those words. And Rehoboam went to Shechem, where all Israel were to Shechem to make him king. And it came to pass when Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, that's spelled M-E-B-A-T, who was yet in Egypt, heard of it. For he was fled from the presence of King Solomon, and Jeroboam dwelt in Egypt. They sent and called him, and Jeroboam and all the congregation of Israel came and spoke unto Rehoboam, saying, the Father made our yokes grievous. Now therefore make thou the grievous service of thy father and his heavy yoke, which he put on us, lighter, and we will serve. And he said unto them, depart yet for 3 days, then come again unto me. And the people departed, and Jeroboam consulted with the old men that stood before Solomon his father while he yet lived, and said, how do you advise that I may answer the people? And they spoke unto him, saying, if thou wilt be a servant unto this people this day, and dwell and will serve them, and answer them, and speak good words to them, then they will be thy servants forever. But he forsook the counsel, forsook means abandoned or left or deserted the counsel of the old men which they had given him, and consulted the young men that were grown up with him. Consulted means that he talked with the young men that grew up with him and which had stood before him. And he said unto them, what counsel give you that we may answer this people who have spoken to me, saying, the yoke which thy father put upon us lighter? And the young men that grew up with him spoke unto him, saying, thus thou shalt speak unto the people that spoke unto thee, saying, thy father made our yoke heavy, but make thou it lighter unto us. Thou shalt say unto them, my little finger shall be bigger than my father's lions. And now, whereas my father did lay you with a heavy yoke, I will add to your yoke. My father has chastised you with whips, but I chastise you with scorpions. Chastise means to punish you. Let me read verse 11 again to you, so you can get a good understanding of what this young man is saying. And now, whereas my father did lay you with a heavy yoke, I will add to your yoke. My father, which chastised you with whips, who chastised means to punish, but I will chastise you with scorpions. So Jeroboam and Haman the third day, as the king had appointed, saying, come to me again on the third day. And the king answered the people roughly and forsook. Forsook means that he abandoned the old men's counsel. The old men counsel men's advice that they had given, and spoke to them after the counsel of the young men, saying, my father made your yoke heavy, and I will add to your yoke. My father also punished you with whips, but I will chastise or punish you with scorpions. Wherefore the king hearkened not. The king listened. Hearken means to listen not unto the people for the cause of, let me see, verse 15 again. For the king hearkened, listened not unto the people, for this cause was the Lord, that he might perform him his saying, which the Lord spake at Ahijah. That's spelled Ahijah, the Shulamite. That's spelled Shilonite, unto Jeroboam, the son of Nebat. It's spelled Nebet. So when the Israel saw the king hearken, listen not unto them, the people answered the king, saying, what portion have we to do with David? Neither have we inheritance of his son Jesse to your tents, O Israel. Now see to thine own house, David. So Israel departed unto their tents. But as for the children of Israel, which dwelt in the cities of Judah, Jeroboam reigned over them. Then added Rehoboam, sent Adoram. That's spelled Adoram, who was over the tribute, and a tribute is like a gift. Israel stoned him with stones, that he died. Therefore, King Rehoboam made speed to get him up to his chariot to flee to Jerusalem. So Israel rebelled against the house of David unto this day. So all of Israel are rebelling against the house of David until this day. And that's why they don't believe in God like we do. They don't really pray like we do. No one does. They don't have the church, but it's not, there's no comparison to what our preachers put up with. Most of them follow the white church and don't preach to right. That's why I tell you to read your Bible. Reading the Bible, I am learning more from this Bible the third time that I'm reading it with you all. I'm picking up on things that I did not pay attention to. My Father has opened my eyes so that I can really feed his sheep. And verse 20, and it came to pass when all Israel heard that Jeroboam was come again, that they went and called him unto the congregation and made him king over all Israel. There was none that followed the house of David, but the tribe of Judah only. And that's why I wonder why did I have that dream. I must be from the tribe of Judah, where I was always taught the lie that God was white. But when I started reading the Bible, I found that he had a Virgin Mary, was a black girl like me, a brown girl, and she had his baby, our Father in Heaven's baby. Mary is a black girl. Those who are honoring Mother Mary, that's good because she is black. Know that she is black. Just don't take my word from it. Read it for yourself. And you will find in Genesis where the man that bought Joseph, he had a wife, and she was always trying to get with him. So she told one day when she tried to get with him, she actually gently pulled his coat off and made up the story that he was trying to get with her, the Israelite. That's how I know that we are the children of Israel. And again, by listening to Israel in Christ, United in Christ, as well as listening to Big Judah, I am not wrong. I don't understand. White people are so supposed to be smart. I don't know why they have kept that secret from us. We were slaves at one time, and they wanted to keep it that way. But if you read the Bible, like Israel Bishop Nathaniel, it's Israel United in Christ. Read your Bible so that you'll know what it's saying. He is so smart. He is a very smart man. And he knows what this Bible says backwards and forwards. But I do not. When I first started to read, I tell you, it was as I was reading it like I was reading a book. I was picking up on some things, but on a lot of things, I let it pass. Let me go back to read in verse 19. Israel rebelled against the house of David unto this day. And it came to pass when Israel heard Jeroboam was come again, and that they sent him, called him unto the congregation, and made him king over Israel. There was none that followed the house of David, but the tribe of Judah only. So I must be from the tribe of Judah. And I did not know it because I was always taught by the church that God was a white man, a complete lie. You read the Bible, he is not white. He is probably a brown man. Read Revelations 2 and 9 and 3 and 9. Also, Revelation 1 and 15. I think it might be 1 and 14, where it tells you that his hair is made of wool, like wool. And my hair is like wool, too. So he was a black man. He is a black man. Let me pick up at verse 21. And when Rehoboam was come to Jerusalem, he assembled all the house of Judah with the tribe of Benjamin and 144,000 chosen men, which were warriors, to fight against the house of Israel, to bring the kingdom again to Rehoboam, the son of Solomon. So this is possibly where you have the 10 kingdoms meeting and and they came over here and found this land. This is our land. Those white people always telling us to go back to Africa. That's a lie. Stop lying to us. Face your lies. Why don't I have to tell you? You're afraid to admit that we are the children of Israel? I think you are. And I'm sick of you lying. You should have told us the truth in the first place. Verse 22. But the word of God came unto Shemaiah, the man of God, saying, in this spell, S-H-E-M-A-I-A-H, speak unto Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, king of Judah, and unto all the house of Judah and Benjamin, and to the remnant of the people, saying, thus said the Lord, you shall not go up, brethren, the children of Israel. Return every man to his house, for this thing is from me. They hearken therefore to his word. Hearken again means listen. They listen to his word of the Lord and return to depart according to the word of the Lord. Then Rehoboam, I have 5 minutes to go. The Rehoboam built Shechem in Mount Ephraim there and dwelt therein and went out from this and built Penuel. That's spelled P-E-N-U-E-L. And Rehoboam said unto his heart, now shall the kingdom return to the house of David to do sacrifice in the house of the Lord at Jerusalem. Then shall the heart of this people return again unto their Lord. Rehoboam, the king of Judah, and they shall kill me and go again to Rehoboam, the king of Judah. Whereupon the king took counsel and made two calves of gold and said unto them, it is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. Behold, thy gods, O Israel, which brought you out of the land of Egypt. And that was wrong right there. And he set the one in Bethel, and the other one he put in Dan. And this thing became a sin. Yep, it became a sin, for the people went to worship before the one, even unto Dan, and made a house of high places, and made priests of lowest the people, which were not the sons of Levi. And Jeroboam ordained them feasts in the eighth month, on the 15th day of the month, like unto the feast that is in Judah, and offered upon the altar. So did he in Bethel sacrifice, sing unto calves that he had made. See, he had made calves, and God did not like that. And he placed in Bethel the high priest of the high places which he had made. So he offered unto the altar which he had made in Bethel 15 days of the eighth month, even in the month which he had devised of his own heart, and ordained a feast unto the children of Israel. And he offered an altar upon the altar and burnt incense. See, that's where he went wrong. He made two calves. It should not have done that. See, I want you to read chapter 13. Let's have a closing word of prayer in heaven. Thank you for allowing us to read and understand chapter 12 of Kings, 1 Kings. We appreciate it. Thank you for keeping Satan, the devil, away from us, as well as his evil saints, his evil hands. In Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus, we thank you, our Father, for saving us and making us remember who you are. And those people are liars, and those people are the white people. They won't tell us the truth, but we are trying to tell the truth. As in James chapter 4, verse 15, if it's God's will, I'll speak with you next Friday. Also, sheep, if you will do for me, I want you to go to, if there's a Google Play, and purchase this song, High and Lifted Up, at iTunes and Apple Play, as Google Play. My nephew and his college friend produced that record. Thank you all for listening. God loves you, and so do I. Read chapter 13, sheep. Father,
help your children, and don't let them fall by the side of the road. And teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart. 'Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down, and I know we've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and His word will be our salvation.